Kevin Hart are broken, no coins left behind in the case of Rob Kardashian and the Great Wall of China, Fenty versus KK Trash, and Wendy Williams is suffering from a rare disease called no ass at all.
And young Jock is channeling Miss Fantasia. How you doing?
Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check.
Boop.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live. Reality Check.
Nigga, we ain't throw no flat. Nigga, we ain't throw no flat.
Lil' bitch, I heard these labels trying to make another me. Everything you getting, little hoe, is cause of me. I heard I'm stopping bags worth of shaggy. It wasn't me. These bitches is my sons, but they daddy ain't busting me. I'm a white picket fence, bitch.
What's up? Welcome back to Black Hollywood Live's Reality Check. I know you guys missed us. We miss you. Back live in studio, I am Ashley Gray TV. Follow me everywhere. Oh, bitch, you tried it because I wasn't here. Wait, you weren't here for a couple of weeks. I wasn't here for a couple of weeks, but we back. DJ Jesse Jen live in studio. Where can everyone follow you on social media?
Everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
So listen, yesterday I took a champagne nap.
Honey, and I took a champagne shower.
Jesse's champagne nap lasted all night into the wee hours of the morning. Didn't wake up until like 8 hours later. But listen, when I did wake up, I woke up to Kevin Hart apologizing. He has publicly admitted to cheating on his wife, not his ex-wife, because we know that he cheated on her. But we're talking about Kehoe. The rib, the spare rib. Honey, you might as well just go vegan, because obviously...
Her name Anika Ho?
Listen, Kevin Hart must be a vegan because he is not chewing on that rib. He apologized about his wrongdoings. He apologized to his wife and to his kids. But you know what? Why even give the fans or non-fans this kind of attention? Like, whatever you do behind doors, like, keep it behind doors. It's rumored that the person that he cheated with is trying to get some money out of the situation. Which, honey, get your coins.
Get a fleshlight or something. Like, why are you running around shoving your dick in on things when you already got some poon on at home? Now, I understand. I don't know what she looked like. Am I going to call it that? I don't know what your wife and soon-to-be ex-wife looked like. Anika Ho or what, but I'm just...
You don't know what Anika looks like?
No, girl, I'm paying attention.
She's gorgeous. I mean, sure she's like 5 inches taller than him, but he's like 4'11", so...
I mean, he just swim on in the puna. But I'm just saying, like, why are you out here doing something? Now you gotta put out more cash, like, purchase a prostitute at that point. Like, it's just like, you pay them in advance, a set fee, and then they ain't gonna talk about it.
You know what? A lot of NBA players, it's rumored that NBA players and NFL players, people who have high status, Jay-Z, Diddy, they do, like, contracts, like the 50 Shades of Grey. Mm-hmm. There's a contract that you sign where it's like, you... Did you say Will and Jada? Sips tea. Well, basically, it's like, look, if we gonna do what we gotta do, but you gonna sign this contract, and you cannot...
And you better not contract any diseases while you out there.
Let it burn. Well, let it burn. Shout out to Usher. I hope that all got cleared up.
In more ways than one.
No coins left behind. So, listen, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna, of course, have been having this custody battle. Well, they settled it recently. Blac Chyna is set to get $20,000 a month from Rob. Where is that money coming from? I do not know. But
his sock collection.
Oh, yeah, the sock collection. I forgot.
Because his socks
are
like $40.
Ain't nobody. Listen, I'm going to go to the 99 cent store and get me three socks for a dollar. Yes.
No, ain't no more.
So I'm going to pay $40 for one pair of socks?
Nope. But I'll go to the Nike outlet and I'll grab me some good ones.
For how much?
$20.
Please.
For three.
Oh, for three? Okay.
Because here's the thing. You buy them ones at the dollar store, you buy them Hanes ones, and you get them little fucking lint balls on them, and then your socks are gray for like four, like after wearing them two times, and you're like, bitch, these were supposed to be white.
You know what? Shout out to Fruit of a Loom.
Oh, that was... We had the BHL up brunch.
But we
can
best not talk about who...
No, but I'm just saying. Okay. Wait, girl, we're going to spill it. Look. Ashley, did you bring your dress back?
Listen. Let me tell y'all something. Okay, so yesterday was a rough day for me. Let me tell y'all.
Ashley
so I get
the
dressed.
Star on the carpet, though.
No, I wasn't, because the bitch still had her censor on her dress. But you know what? She pushes through. Y'all think this is glamorous being on red carpets? A bitch, weave was stiff. I had my censor on my dress and my nails wasn't done because I didn't have time to do all that. I woke up late and by the time I got out the store, I felt something, you know, rubbing against my thigh, honey. And I said, what is this? Bitch, it was the censor from the store. So I didn't have time because the bitch was already running late. You know I'd be running on black people time. But
she always got a full cup coffee.
You know, hello. But anyway, yeah, I had the censor still on my dress. So.
But no one caught it except for Ms. Jay
from America's Next Top Model. And he was like, is her dress riding up? And I said, oh my God. I am so embarrassed. But listen, it happens. You just gotta make fun of yourself. So yeah, if y'all catch some footage and y'all see that censor, y'all ain't gotta make no meme of it or go ahead. You know what? Any PR is good PR when you only got 1,000 followers.
Well,
so.
Speaking of riding up, Omarosa will not be because Omarosa got the chief of staff, John Kelly. He said, girl, stop.
Yeah,
he put her
mess.
On the no-fly list because apparently she'd be popping up at meetings that she ain't...
Omarosa, what are you doing here?
Why are you here?
Door opens and Omarosa's just standing in the doorway, literally just standing there, not saying anything.
And now she probably run around like, for diversity, girl, diverse yourself out of this fucking.
But you know,
yourself.
I did read that out of all of the staffers, she is one of the people who Donald Trump trusts or who will, like, Donald Trump will take her phone calls and will be,
but
like, in her inner circle.
But you don't pop up at every fucking meeting, girl.
Well,
like,
she thinks
to the
that,
fact that they think, like, okay, girl.
It's a power trip at this point. Like, yeah. She knows that she has pull or she wants everyone to seem like she has pull because let's keep it real. I don't think that she does unless, no, I just, there is no unless. I don't think that she does. So let's talk about Fenty versus KKW. Shout out to Rihanna for launching Fenty Beauty.
Yo, that commercial's everything.
Yes, and shout out to Ducky Thought, that's really her name.
Oh, okay.
She's beautiful. She is like, has such this rich, dark complexion. And it just goes to show that Rihanna's line, the beauty line, is like from porcelain pale to like the darkest, deepest ebony. 40 shades. Everyone compared it to KKW. Yes, I'm going to. And if you think that I'm only supporting Rihanna because she is a black woman, you're right.
Wait, why are they comparing the two? Because does KKW have 40 shades of
no.
pale?
Yeah, 40 shades of pale.
40 shades of
and
white.
Then it's just like Kim
white,
Kardashian
opaque,
was supposed to, well, we
snowfall.
Thought. We thought that it was going to cater more to like the darker skin shades and complexions, and she just failed miserably. And the quality of her product is not what we were expecting it to be because she has so much coinage that she can push into her products. And from what I have reviewed, Fenty Beauty, definitely. Like, I'm not a fan of Trophy Wife. It's a little bit too much for me, but yeah, I love it.
Wife?
Trophy Wife is just like this very intense highlighter. It's really
from
intense.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's like really intense.
I don't understand it.
It's a highlight. It's like it goes on all of your like your cheekbones, the bridge of your nose.
But that
your
means
forehead.
There's different colors to it, right?
No, it's just like a very bright, intense gold. It's more yellow than gold.
So it's like
gold.
When you be seeing them bitches like...
Yeah. It's really... It's beautiful on some people, especially like Ducky, who's like a very dark complexion. Like she has a very dark complexion. Anyway, shout out to Rihanna, Kim Kardashian. Please take notes, but that does not give you permission to steal because we all
know
that...
Yeah, motherfucker, be like,
right.
All right, speaking of stealing, so Alexis Sky over here stealing some sperm. Apparently, rumor has it, Loving Hip Hop's Miss Alexis Sky is having a child with Fetty Wap. And Masika's not here for it because apparently last episode, Zell, who I actually randomly saw in my building, and I was like, ooh, I tried to start a little messy tea. I was like, ooh, you need to come on Reality Check. Mr. Ray was on here talking about you. And he was like, he can't talk about me. I'm too pretty. And I was
are
like,
you?
Okay. But apparently...
Come on.
What?
No, I'm just saying, like, I want him to come on
the
show.
Oh, yeah, no, we want you on the show for sure. Apparently they did a diss song to Masika. We're not going to play that. I wouldn't even know where to find it.
You know what? I did listen to it, and Zell's part is actually decent. Like, I was like, oh, it's some, like, oh, okay, some shade, some tea.
What is Alexis? Can we listen to an Alexis Sky? Like,
no, but her part is horrible. Like,
is she a singer or a rapper?
on the thing, a rapper. Oh, I don't know what she does. And for
type in Alexis Sky Zell.
For me, I feel like Masika and what's the other girl? Alexis Sky. They look alike to me.
That's why they don't like each other. Girls do that.
And I'm just like, you guys are both really boring.
Masika took this time and wrote this paragraph on Instagram. Is like, oh, when bitches have so much time on their hands and they have to acknowledge you because you're the star and yada, bitch, you're taking the time.
It's love and hip hop Hollywood. Seriously, like, who really is the star of the show? It's Mona.
Yeah,
because she's making coins off of your food. Like, literally, if you're going to do anything, let's pull a NeNe Leakes and a Drea and make some coins off of it. It's time for you to exit stage left.
But then again, NeNe at this point.
Oh, well, listen, that was her fault because she should have been humble and she just thought that she was just humble. Bigger than like a reality star because she was on Broadway.
Look, can't find it, can you? That's fine.
Dang, you can't even find it on YouTube.
I just want to hear what Alexis Sky sounds like. I've never heard of this woman until this season.
You mean like as a rapper?
That looks like a makeup tutorial. Is that what she does?
No, this isn't not it. This isn't it. We're done.
That's
we're
fine.
Not going to spend
when
more
Zell
time.
Comes in, we'll see if he has the MP3 on his phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so apparently that's happened. Masika says she's unbothered, but took the time to write out an entire paragraph about why she's unbothered. speaking of someone else who claims they're unbothered but took so much time this week, so some more came out to post a picture of Cardi B and wrote, just because you busy don't mean you winning. Read your paperwork. Hashtag chandelier over here.
First of all, Cardi, listen, she has the number two song on Billboard Top 100 now. So
Taylor Swift pushed her back.
Yeah, so it's like, listen, no, she's never been number one. If she does become number one, then it'll be kind of like making history because it'll be 20 years since a female rapper done that.
That's
Lauryn Hill, what's not true about that?
It would be Nicki Minaj has broken that record. Already.
I'm
it would be
to...
since Anaconda, Cardi B would have taken over.
Really? I thought it was since Lauryn Hill.
No.
Okay.
But shout out to Cardi B because, like, Cardi B took the time, which she shouldn't have even taken the time, but Cardi B was like, so when you was grow up in the streets and you came up, that's not winning. When you can buy your mama a car and a house, that's not winning. Mm-hmm. When you out the not getting beat by dudes, that's not winning. Like, some more, sit down. And then some more are going to come out on the Shade Room and comment, leave me out of this. That wasn't even about her. Girl, you posted a goddamn thing on her.
Did you see the interview?
And then wrote chandelier, and then like, I'm about that chandelier life. Girl, you about that chandelier life? I was listening to your stand. I used to love you. You about that chandelier life because you was fucking your way up the damn top. And then you was cracking jokes because you was sitting around all these dudes and talking about their dicks. Eating all their dicks.
Did you see the recent interview with Cardi B on the Breakfast Club?
No, I didn't.
So basically, Charlamagne, you know, I love him because he's always trying to stir up the pot. He's asking questions that everybody wants to know. And so he was like, do you have any beef with Nicki Minaj? Oh. And she just kept avoiding the question. And then she finally was like, no, I don't. Like, she hasn't, like, had sex with my man, so I'm good. But then according to Nicki Minaj's song that we introed with.
But Nicki says that song was written a long time ago and it wasn't about her. And honestly, it could be about Remy Ma. Because if she wrote it, she said months and months ago, that was around the time she was writing all the Remy Ma shit. But it sounds real.
But why would they even be beefing? Like, I'm missing. You need to fill in the gap for me. Like, why would they even beef?
There is no reason. The beef would be that people have made up of because Nicki's afraid Cardi's going to take her spot. No. Do you know how long it will be before Cardi B takes Nicki Minaj's spot? Nicki Minaj worked hard for her spot. I'm sorry, but she did. Look at the brand Nicki Minaj has built. She went from pink wigs to high white woman, and she's just out
to Joanne the Scammer.
Joanne the Scammer. She scammed her way up here. So that's what I'm saying. Like, leave this bitch alone. Like, at the end of the day, what I also think it could be, because they're both friends with Mona, this could be some real-life love and hip-hop shit where they create the beef and then all of a sudden they do a song together and bish, I would rest in motherfucking peace if they did
a
song
together.
That's
true. Yeah, it's probably just because they're eventually going to do a song together. Probably.
Speaking of someone doing a song together, though, shout out to Miss Janet Jackson. Did you see that video?
I did not.
And she did the Cardi B?
No.
She did, what have you done for me lately? And then all of a sudden it goes into the little bitch, you can't fuck with me, and she does the whole dance to it. And then she said, these expensive, these are red bond, these are bloody shoes.
That doesn't excite me.
No, but then she did, and I'm quick to cut a motherfucker off, and she just ends it right there. Because, you know, she and her whole divorce.
She's bigger than Cardi B. I wouldn't even mess in that.
Oh, but, you know, she want to reach out to the millennials.
Who cares? Nope. You're a legend. You don't have time for that.
I do. I'm here for it.
Yeah, of course you would be, but I'm not. Nope. Janet could have, like, no. Nope.
Girl, were you buying Janet tickets?
Yes. Me and my brother are going to see her in concert.
Well, you're
going
to have to, yeah, bitch.
I mean, you know I am. Like, y'all know I'm secretly ratchet AF.
Secretly.
You know I'm going to get my life. You know I'm going to paint my shoes red because ain't nobody got no coins from the red box.
Okay, speaking of not from the bottom to the top, Gucci Mane, we all know he get married. I forget what the girl's name is, but he get married to her.
And she's gorgeous. She I forget beautiful. Her name, too.
And I love that he has her come out and, like, just stand on stage when he does his song.
I know. Like, I like that. Oh, that's cute. God,
I love you. All right, so he send out his wedding invitations.
I didn't get one.
Bitch, you ain't got the coin to get one, honey, because they cost $1,000 and they're mirrored-inspired Swarovski crystal booklets. And the guest list went out to Drake, Rihanna, The Weeknd, Selena Gomez, Pharrell, Diddy, Rick Ross, Monica, Trina, Migos, Solange. And it's going to be at the Miami Four Seasons. I know where I'm stalking.
Like, does he know these people personally? I feel like Gucci Mane isn't... Yeah. What?
Gucci Mane is, like, legendary.
He was legit, like, back in the early 2000s.
He helped so many people's career. He was a ghostwriter and all that, honey.
Honey, I don't know. If you a ghostwriter, you were invisible. I can't see you.
Well, but you see his face? You see that.
I mean.
Honey, I mean, he got the glow up in prison.
He did. Like,
I don't know what happened in prison. But baby. Gucci Mane came out and I was like.
Baby. Baby. Okay, so $1,000 per invitation. That's really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, I'm complaining over this plane ticket that I got to buy because my friend get married in Chicago.
Girl, I was excited when I went to Vegas and I seen they had a menu that had a light inside. I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is so cute. All right, prayers go out to Kay Michelle. She posted that she got test results back that were positive and negative for lupus. And so,
I'm confused.
I don't know either, girl, but I just felt like we should just say something positive, you know what I mean? So there we are.
Well, speaking of prayers, I want to shout out to Wendy Williams because she's suffering from no acetol, and us at BHL are really concerned, and we hope that you get better. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I am not. Listen,
she ain't got no ass because she always reaching in her back pocket for that coin.
Listen, I love me some Wendy Williams. I am not about body shaming. If she really wanted a booty, I know, but this is all satire.
It's Sunday, guys.
But listen, if she really wanted a butt, she would just go and get one like she did with her boobs.
Right,
so listen,
her boobs are way too big.
They're
for
way
her
too
body.
Big. I know that,
like,
she just.
I just always worry that Wendy, when you get a walker, girl, it's gonna be like.
Yeah, she's gonna tip over. But listen, T.I. came for her, and, like, why?
Because she was in a tube out on the beach with her family, and.
But why would T.I. even try it?
Because T.I. don't like Wendy because Wendy be talking.
But did he not see that Wendy was gonna clap back and come after Tiny?
And Wendy has a television show every morning and can sit with her coffee cup, drop her lozenges in, and talk to all the white people in the world and say, hey.
Like, literally, T.I. was like, well, you know, and a lot of people argue this point. Well, she's always throwing shade. That's her job to throw shade. Like, I feel like that's not who she is necessarily in real life.
And
like,
to keep you relevant. She don't even be knowing the stories for
really,
real.
Really? Like us. Like, we come here. We not shady. I mean, a little bit. Maybe on Mondays and Tuesdays. But we come here. Just, we got to do the research and know about y'all. We don't live our life sipping all this tea.
Girl,
I'm
we
full.
We barely do it 30 minutes before. Sometimes we're doing it while we're talking.
Exactly. I'm like, Cole, say, what are we talking about today? But listen, people get so mad at Wendy. Like, she does not create these stories. She's just dishing the stories out. And so anyway, Wendy Williams had a nice little cute clap back and was like, oh, maybe I should go and buy a booty like your wife did.
And she said, if I wanted to, I could go buy a booty like your wife did.
And that's true. And hers, and I'm sorry, but Tiny's looks a mess. And got her to be working out. Did you see her working out? She looked like a little person. She did. Her little legs.
Looking like Little Women in Atlanta.
Woo! Oh,
speaking of opposite of that, Big Women, we got Miss Kiki Wyatt posted a meltdown.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. She should have kept that off of social media. I can't, Kiki.
So she's 8 months pregnant, and come to find out her man, Michael Ford, is about to leave her, and she just
not about to. Well, he did. But is she crazy? Is Kiki crazy? You gotta ask yourself. Yes, you are 8 months pregnant. Is that okay for a man to leave you while you are with child if it's healthy for him? Get out of a negative situation. That doesn't mean that he's not gonna be there to support his child. But I do not give the advice to stick in a relationship because the person is pregnant if it's not a healthy situation. Because overall, holistically, it ain't good for nobody involved. So step away, brother. I applaud you for taking care of your mental health. Is Kiki crazy? Has she shown that publicly on social media and on the show? Maybe.
Honestly, I don't watch the show.
I mean, this was before, too. Like, she would.
No, Kiki White. But I'm just saying.
She should have put that into a song.
And he should have kept his sperm away from her if he knew she was crazy.
I mean, they married. They having sex. So, I mean, do what you do. You know what I mean? But maybe you should have wore a condom. You should have been on birth control. I don't know what your marital situation may have been. But, honey.
You got 8 kids.
Listen.
From previous situation. I'm like.
She should have married J. Blige this and put that into some lyrics.
Oh, did you hear about Mary J. Blige's daughter said she ain't seen...
No, it's not her daughter. It's her ex-husband's daughter.
Ain't seen Mary since then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Exactly. I'm like, girl, you just trying to get a storyline. Mary ain't got to see you no more pain. Did you not listen to her, bitch? She don't want no more pain. She ain't trying to be dealing with you or your father. Like, girl, get your life.
She look at your face. She going to see your father's face. She going to smack you, bitch.
Hello?
And then what? Now Mary's the bad one.
Oh, my God.
Because she smacked you in the face.
Right.
Girl, because she mad at your dad. Boop.
Get out of here.
All right, I got a reality X for y'all. Y'all. I was scrolling down my timeline.
Scrolling.
And I came across this picture of Fantasia, and I was like, what Fantasia doing out in Hollywood in the dress for? I was like, Fantasia, come back with a new out. Mm-mm. That's Young Jock.
Meet me at the trap. It's going down. Meet me at the wig shop. It's going down. Meet me at Forever 21. It's going down. I can't.
Like Cardi B. Hey, it's going down. Okay, so here's the thing, though. When I tell you I couldn't have sent that quick enough to Ashley and Courtney and hashtag free yourself, because I genuinely thought it was Fantasia when I seen it. And the person who had it in there had commented Fantasia too, and I was just like, yo. So whatever, I'm reality Xing this because Young Jock gonna come out and try to flip it and be like, ooh, everyone gonna be mad when they found out why I had to wear this dress. And because he was with Safari, so it's probably something for Love and Hip Hop. And he's like, I'm just gonna finger through my stacks. Go ahead, finger through your stacks, honey, because... Oh, never mind. But I'm just saying, finger through your stacks. He said, I knew I'd get backlash, but how did I sell my soul? He was like, I had to do a situation and man up and put a dress on.
You know what? This is going into conspiracy theories, but it's rumored that in Hollywood, black men often demasculate themselves in order to, like, advance their career. Like, all of a sudden, you'll have people like Martin or Will Smith in a dress. I don't know. Research it. It's really good.
I have heard
tea.
That, but I mean, I don't think he got that quality.
I don't think that it was that deep for him. But for him to say, "Oh, this is like what you have to do," and I kind of agree with him because you have to do something really outrageous and be like extremely out the box in order to be noticed in 2017, especially when it comes to social media. Because look how much traction this did get
for
him.
A day. Like, it but ain't it, like you exactly. did it in a movie. It ain't like you did it in like.
I feel like that's the same stunt that he pulled with his hair when he straightened his hair. Like, he knew what he was doing I mean, his ends did look, it looks real healthy. I was trying to figure out what kind of edge control you use. But after I did that research, I was done. And then the dress wasn't even cute. You know what I mean? Like, at least have an off the shoulder, put some highlighter on your chest, you know, have it blinging a little bit. Honey, your skin looks dry.
Go get that Fenty.
Your lips look dry. Like, I just can't. So I am not even curious to know what this is all about.
No, and I won't
don't
be
care.
Watching, so.
No. Nope.
Reality.
Nope. X. Let's reality check Serena. She welcomed her new baby girl, Alexis Olympia something something. She is, yeah. So she's named after, she's a junior. And her father's name is Alexis. So that's cute.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's gorgeous. So congratulations to them. And her snapback is pretty fierce.
Yeah.
Honey, her waist look most snatched in mine. Ugh. She loves her cookies.
All right, so reality, I don't know if this is a reality check or next until I actually see it, but Target coming out here talking about they're going to lower all their prices because, Walmart and Google are teaming up together to go against Amazon Prime. So Target over here with a Target on their back, like... Because honestly, I love going into Target. I don't know what it is, if it's the lighting or they spray like crack in there or something. That it just, when you walk in, you're like, wow, I don't know why this Dove soap is better than the Dove soap over at Walmart. Yes, I'll pay $7 for it when it's only $3.99.
I think it is the lighting. Like, Walmart's lighting is so dank and dark. It's like it's like R. Kelly's creeping an aisle 10.
It's like it is. There's like a fluorescent, like.
Something is off with it. And then Target has stepped up their game because in their home goods section, it's laid out like IKEA. Like, they literally have like couches out and you can imagine what your living room would look like with this pillow, with this throw,
and
with
this base. Everything looks so clean that it's like, yes, I want this product in my house because it looks clean. Like Walmart, it might bring a roach in or two.
Like, I won't put my bag down at Walmart because I might bring a roach and a rat home. You know what I mean? But at Target, if I drop my donut on the floor, 5 second rule, I might pick it up and eat it.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't. Healthy germs.
That's fine.
Healthy. No. But you know
Have
what?
Have you seen the people at Target sometimes?
I'm not the one that I go to.
Where?
West Hollywood.
You know what they be doing in those bathrooms? In the West Hollywood one, girl.
It's very clean.
I'm sure it is. But
okay, well.
Spermicide it before you walk in.
You know what? I am reality X-ing this only because Whole Foods said the same thing. And I shop at, honey, those prices have not been lowered.
Girl, talk about 89 cents down, like.
Wrong. I'm going through the aisles looking for the deals. I'm like, excuse me,
you
sir.
You got a clearance section.
Listen, the black girl. I'm like, excuse me, my friend. I thought the prices were going to be lower. Is that like on a Saturday or? He's like, no, we lowered them, ma'am. Let me show you. I'm like, no, you did not. So now I'm back at Trader Joe's because Trader Joe's, actually, you can get some decent things. I never.
If you're single.
It's true because I can get my week's supply of groceries for $30 at Trader Joe's. And I mean, like, you have to cook, but I get my fruits and my veggies and then, like, my things that I cook, like yams and my brown rice.
You eat like a cat, girl.
I am a cat.
Right. I can't. $30. Bitch, I'd be at motherfucking Ralph's.
Listen, no, Google it.
Praying it ain't going to be $120.
Listen, that's because Ralph's is expensive.
Girl, anywhere I go, let me go to Trader Joe's. I need to buy, like, four of those.
You don't need four.
Let me tell you something, girl. Trader Joe's, like, they're like, here is a chicken. Why your chicken breast this big? And I gotta pay $8.99 for it?
But you know what? That chicken was raised so well.
Says somebody.
Free range.
Says who? You can get free range other places, too.
You know what? Ralph's is a little dank.
It is.
I don't like Ralph's. If anything, I'm going to Vons. Vons is like an upgrade from Ralph's.
Mm. I don't know. Vons be having that Walmart light. No. Vons be
it
like.
It depends on which one you go to.
Sometimes you walk into Vons and you're like, it's 1986. It's like that new tennis movie. What's that one? Billie Jean or whatever it is. Like, yeah.
Listen, guys, tell us how you feel about the new It movie. We were supposed to go today, but DJ Jesse Jenny is going to the Hip Hop Honors Awards.
Sure, Cardi B gonna be performing too.
But let us know if it's good, if it's really worth going to see, because maybe I have Thursday off, so maybe we can go Thursday.
I mean, yeah.
Shout out to, here, so I'm not even gonna try and pronounce the holiday, because I...
What is
it? Ramadam.
Shout out to that. In the Jewish community.
Yes. Anyway, so I have that also. Maybe we'll go. Let us know in the comments, hashtag BHR Reality Check, if it's worth even going to see, because I still want to go.
Anthony, you saw it and it's worth going to see, right?
Yeah, I loved it. It was pretty great.
Oh, look at you paying attention.
That didn't sound really like he was... yeah, it was really great.
I don't want to give like my formal review of the movie.
Well, because we can watch it over at the Popcorn Talk Network, correct?
Exactly. I'm not a new movie.
Wait, can we watch the movie or your review?
We ain't pirating movies over at Popcorn.
Look, I got it. I'm like, hold up. Turn my mic away.
Right, because this bitch streaming the fights over on Instagram.
I'm like, look, because I can stay at the studio and watch it, honey. Bitch. I will go straight down the street, get me some dinner, and be right here watching it.
And I'll be right in the back of the shed. In the trailer.
In the trailer. Chilling. Anyway, shout out to everyone watching hashtag BHR Reality Check. You can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV.
Boom. Hit me up everywhere at DJ Jesse J.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined. Boop.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals. The underdogs on top, and I'm gonna shine, homie, until my heart stops. Go ahead, MVP.